Hi PBC, and I thought I'd do something different for this week's message. I'm actually out on a walk, actually a prayer walk. I'm walking around the lake here down at the rowers. Have a look, there it is. And I was thinking about the message I'm preaching on Sunday, or this, and you're seeing it today on Sunday, and it's about in community that is in awe. And what I wanted to do is I'm going to talk as I walk. And after I've done this walk, I'm going to edit the message, and you're going to see the scriptures that you can read on the screen. But I'm going to talk about those scriptures more than read them, because I don't have them in front of me to read. But the whole thing that we're doing this week, and in our last series, or our last message in the series of In Community, is in community that is in awe of God. The other reason I'm doing this on the run is because I'm actually praying that we would be a community where God shows up in a mighty way. So I'm on a bit of a prayer walk for Penrith Baptist. I'll get into that as we go. But the first thing we can do is I'm going to show you a number of images that we had while we were overseas recently in the UK of churches. So they're going to come out when I edit this, and you'll see them. And here they are now. Now, you've seen the images. What they are is churches. They're churches that were designed to bring awe. There are churches that were designed to bring awe when you walked in. And we had that. We looked at the ceiling and went, wow, wow, wow. But we know that in the Acts church, in the early church, there's this verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 43, because we're doing Acts 2, 42 to 47, the In Community series. But verse 43 talks about everybody being in awe of the signs and wonders that the apostles were doing. Everyone just being in awe of what God is doing. Here's the verse on the screen. Have a look at that. So as you see, what's written on the screen is that everyone, there was this community that wasn't just a club, it was a community that was in awe of what God was doing and what God was doing through the apostles. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take us back, because Jesus actually, in the book of John, actually talks about signs and, well, John writes about Jesus' signs and wonders. And here's a list of them. You can see on the screen, there's a list of them here, of the signs and wonders that Jesus performed. Now, these things were performed so that we would know that he is the Son of God, so that we would know that he is the Messiah, and that he's the one that we can trust. The crazy thing about this is, check this out, verse, in John chapter 14. If you have a look at this verse, Jesus is actually saying that the signs and wonders and the awe of what God does in our midst in community will continue on. It's going to continue on after he is risen from the dead. And he says, we go back to that verse, it says, if you ask anything in my name, it will be done. So that's what was happening in the New Testament church. People were asking, people were praying and asking for things in Christ's name, and things were being done. And awe was what filled the church, the early church, and it's what we would hope happens at Penrith Baptist Church. What we would hope that happens in all churches is that we'll be not just a community that we've talked about the other things, not just a community that contributes, not just a community that's on mission and reaching out and the Lord added to their number daily, not just a community that's devoted to the apostles' teaching, to prayer, to the breaking of bread, but a community that actually has God's fingerprints on it, a community that is in awe of God. And that's what we see in this New Testament church. And that's what we're longing for at Penrith Baptist. So as we finish this series, we see that Jesus came, performed signs and wonders, as well as performed teaching, as well as actually lived out the sacrifice and the servant-hearted leadership. Jesus performed miracles, then invited us to do even greater things. Hard to even imagine that we would do greater things. What if we go back to those miracles that he performed? What we see is that there are miracles of provision, bread and fish and the whole miracles of provision. We see miracles of deliverance. Deliverance people from strongholds in their lives, from demonic strongholds, from situations and struggle in their own well-being, and we need that more than ever right now. So there was deliverance. The other miracle we see is miracles over nature. Some of the signs of Jesus, miracles over the actual created order showed that God is in charge. We often pray for miracles. Lord, bring rain. Lord, stop fires. Things like that. We can pray that way. All that does is creates awe. So there's this sense of there's miracles of healing. That's another one. The healing of bodies. So we pray for people's healing. A community, an Acts 2, 42 to 47 community that's in awe of God experiences through the power of prayer and the power of Jesus' name, experiences miracles of provision. Lord, please provide the finances we need. Please provide the for our needs. Experiences miracles of deliverance. Oh Lord, please deliver this relationship. Restore this relationship. Please deliver us from the way we're feeling in our well-being, in our mental health, in our relational health, in our emotional health. Lord, please deliver us and see God. We expect to see God move. Oh Lord, please heal. Please heal by the power of your name. Heal. You know, when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray in his name, but we also pray in his nature. And what we've seen as we've actually looked at those signs and wonders is his nature is to heal, his nature is to deliver, his nature is to provide, and his nature is to be powerful over nature itself, over the created order. We can pray these ways. We can actually believe what Jesus said would happen, that you will do even greater things. That's what the New Testament church was experiencing. That's what we're invited into. And that's the message I wanted to finish this series with, that we would be a community that's in awe. Now, those buildings that I showed you at the beginning, they were created for awe. They were created to be in awe of God. The New Testament church didn't have buildings. We don't need buildings to create awe. In fact, I've got to turn around because there's a barrier there. In fact, we don't need buildings. We need the presence and the power of God to create awe in our community. And we are invited into that space by Jesus himself. In this year to come in 2024, I believe that Penrith Baptist Church can be a community that walks into that space, can be a community that actually prays in the name and in the nature of Jesus, and will experience awe of God. We don't want to be a community that we can actually give testimony to how good we are. We want to give a community that gives testimony to how good God is. We want our prayers to be his priorities, and that way he gets the glory. That way our community is known for their love of Jesus and our love for each other. So I hope this message, it's a shorter one this week, I hope this message has been helpful. I wanted to do it a little bit differently. I hope the scriptures have leapt off the screen to you, and the promises we see from Jesus are incredible. The promise that we will actually do even more than he did, greater things, I don't even get that. But what I do understand is when we look at what Jesus did in doing signs and wonders, it did create awe around people around him. People, it says often, you know my shirt, Jesus is amazing. People were said to be often amazed. They were amazed at his miracles. They were amazed at his teachings. Oh, they were astonished. Well, that's my prayer. And I'm going to pray that prayer right now, is that as we are faithful to Jesus, as we follow in his footsteps, as we walk and pray things in the power of his name and nature, that we are in awe, that people in our community are astonished and amazed at what Jesus is doing, because we will be seen as they are just common people. Finish with this. Remember, we've been given the gift of prayer. Let's go back to that John 14. If you ask anything in my name. Sometimes it's, we read in the scriptures, you have because you do not have because you do not ask. If you ask anything in my name, we are asking in the power of the name of Jesus. And that means the nature of Jesus. And the nature of Jesus is to do miraculous things in our lives, beginning with salvation itself, which is just only Jesus can save us. Only Jesus can take us to heaven. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, Jesus says in John 14. So let me finish with a prayer. Lord Jesus, I think I have to keep my eyes open. Sorry, because I'm walking. I'll stop. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much that you've invited us to be a community that is in awe of you. And I pray that that's what who we will be. I pray that we will be a community that contributes. We will be a community on mission. That we will be a community that is devoted. But Lord, I do pray that we will be a community that is in awe of you. And that we would have fresh confidence in asking for your power to deliver, your power to provide, your power to heal, your power over nature. I pray that we would have a fresh confidence of asking in your name for these things to be realities in our experience as a community here at Penrith Baptist Church. And in all our churches, Lord, I pray that will be known as a community of awe, a community that is in awe of you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed our series on In Community, and I hope Acts 2, 42 to 47 has been an inspiring image of the church. And hey, the PBC, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and live that out in our own time, in our own context, according to how the Word of God and the power of the Spirit leads us. We've finished our In Community series. Next week, we head into our Christmas season. Jesus is coming. And that's the name of our series. All right, talk to you soon.